Hey friends, welcome to this new podcast series. It's called Advent Memories. The point of these episodes are just little reflections, conversations, thoughts for you as we go into the Advent season, as we go through it. And they're tied in a lot of ways to the work that I was able to do in the book, The Practice of Remembering, Uncovering the Place of Memories in Our Spiritual Life, which has been re-released in paperback and audiobook and is out now. So I recommend that if you want, make that book a partner to what you're about to hear in this series. Each week I'll be offering just a thought, something to chew on as we prepare for the coming of Jesus, that is Christmas. So I hope you enjoy these. Feel free to share them. Invite people to listen to them with you. And now, this week's reflection. A month or so ago, when the weather was kinder and the air lacked the razor edge of winter, I went for a run in our neighborhood. I have my set route, and the simplicity of not having to decide where to go gives me the ability to get lost in the rhythm of legs and feet and breath. Part of living in the same neighborhood for nearly 6 years means that I know the different critters who roam the streets. I know the dogs and the dog parents, and I know whether or not my dog Winston and I can approach them with no fear of a snarl or other aggression. There are two cats, however, that roam homeless and free through our streets. One is orange, one is jet black. Now, dogs tend to be more communal, which is why I like them more, but the cats have to go their roads alone. So orange cat and black cat were, to my knowledge, not friends, and if that was a question, every time we encounter black cat, my overly friendly dog receives a hiss in return for his gleeful overtures of friendship. Which makes what happened on an early morning run one mild fall day even more unusual. As I turned the corner from one street to another, I came upon Black Cat and Orange Cat sitting together. They were sitting in the dead center of the road. When I ran by, watching them the entire time, they didn't even stir. They barely noticed. They only gave me that legendary cat side eye that feels like a cold chill. Once I was several yards away, they continued, well, whatever they were doing when I first approached them. What came to mind as I crested the gentle rise just beyond the cat meeting was this. Truly, with all of our experience and training and wisdom and even information technology, we really don't know what's going on. At the height of our self-congratulation and mastery of life on all levels, at least as we see it, there are two cats meeting in the dead center of a neighborhood street for no apparent reason. Rather than finding this to be unsettling, I find this idea encouraging. It is good that we don't have a handle on everything everywhere always. If we did, where is surprise? Where is joy if there is nothing that lives beyond our immediate grasp? More so, do we really want a God we can fully understand on every level? Also, when you examine what humanity does with the things that we fully understand, you see a mixed bag of exploitation and misuse and even destruction. As Wendell Berry says in his poem Manifesto, The Mad Farmer Liberation Front, he says, "Praise ignorance, for what man has not encountered, he has not destroyed." Advent is a time when we celebrate the world being ambushed by a hope they could not understand. It was a baby, not a king. It was a manger, not a palace bed. A teenage unwed mother and a bewildered stonemason, both rejected by their family. not a royal couple fit for portrait paintings. The world was saved by things it could not understand. We barely understand ourselves in the light of God. Karl Barth says, every one of us has a hidden side of our being that is, as it were, in touch with God. We are secretly in a close connection with the eternal truth and love, even if we ourselves are not aware of it. The invitation this Advent season is to revel in and embrace our not knowing. We can allow the Advent season, the candles, the stories, the people, to tell us a story we were not expecting, because no matter how familiar and comfortable Christmas traditions have become, there is still room for that which we do not understand. There is room for two cats. There is room for prodigal sons forgiven. There is room for an impoverished family with a child who rescued the world from itself. There is room for you to insert your story here. So may you allow yourself some ignorance this Advent. May your ignorance make space for surprise, and may it fill what you do know with wisdom. May wisdom teach you that there is nothing to fear in the unknown, but very much to love. The divine lives, teaches, and heals in the unknown spaces of Advent. Just a reminder, my book, The Practice of Remembering, Uncovering the Place of Memories in Our Spiritual Life, is available now. Wherever you'd like to get your books, Amazon, IVP, Bookshop, feel free to get a copy. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, peace, friends.